الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. With regard to the Quran Sharif, we all have to make an effort, its great connection with the month of Ramadan. So in Alhamdulillah, it is a practice of the whole Ummah to recite Quran Sharif as much as possible during this month. May Allah give us tawfiq or to carry on with that istiqamat and taraqqi even more, how much we can. And these talks are muzakara to remind us. So that we, and also instances are mentioned of other people of how much of Quran Sharif they read, it is to encourage us that we also should try and increase. How much we can, we also try and increase and read more Quran Sharif. So taraqqi also, and very important to stay on the maslak and the line of our aslaf and our akabir. That from the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, tabi'een, etc., the great, great ulama throughout the world, Allah has chosen, and there were great ulama everywhere. So to follow in the path of the correct, the ulama of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, whoever they might have been, wherever, whenever they were, to follow in that path. This is that path that takes us to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand this, and by observing the recitation, the adab, etiquette of the Quran Sharif, the reality of Quran Sharif will come into our hearts. And how much we get affiliated, connected with Quran Sharif, so much of good will come for us in this dunya also, our families, all people that we connect with, and of course for the akhirat also. In the qabr also, the Quran Sharif, for example, it is related that a person who always or used to read Quran Sharif was connected with Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif at the time when his ghusl is taking place, when they are bathing him after he passes away, the Quran appears there. And in the form of a very handsome person, very beautiful person. And it gets in between the kafan also. And then when the person is buried, then the Quran, when the munkar nakir come to question the person, they ask the Quran Sharif which is there to leave, that they have to interrogate the person. He says, if you have to do your job of interrogation, you have to do it. But I can't leave this person. He never left me, and I will not leave him. I will be here with him. And it is also mentioned that he helps that person in answering the questions. Even if a person is a righteous, pious person, but the interrogation of Munkar Nakir is very severe. And a person becomes very perplexed, and a person finds it difficult in mentally to be in a position to answer the questions. We can understand this when a person goes for a driving test, and when he's sitting with the inspector, and he studied so much and he practiced so much, but as a young person still with the inspector there, he becomes excited. In an exam room, a student studies so much, but when the ustad, and whenever it is found that an ustad is very severe and very harsh and hard in his questioning, the students, even the very clever and bright students, they also fear. So in the qabr, munkar and nakir, when they come, and in the manner they make the person sit up, etc., for to have such a companion at that time, we can give the world for it. And every one of us, we're going to be facing this. May Allah make it easy, and may Allah help us. So the Quran Sharif is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And when the questions are asked, it comes in the riwayat that the Quran tells him, this is the answer, this is the answer, and helps that person. And after that, the Quran Sharif says, now I will get you your wonderful bedding of Jannat for you, and I will put it for you. You never left me in the dunya, I won't leave you also now. So Allah give us tawfiq that we make this connection with Quran Sharif. And there can't be a better time for us to start to increase istiqamat and to increase than the month of Ramadan. How much we can devote ourselves to Quran Sharif, the main ibadat of this month, the fasting and Quran Sharif. These are the two. It's Quran Sharif, fasting in the day, and the Taraweeh is the ibadat of the night, the main ibadat. All other ibadats, alhamdulillah, but the main ibadat is Taraweeh. And Taraweeh is really that namaz in which Quran Sharif is recited, minimum one khatam. MashaAllah, people make more khatams also, three khatams also, three paras, five paras, ten paras also, different. And MashaAllah, we had previously, may Allah open the doors again, where one night the whole khatam was made, is also made. So how much we read Quran Sharif and we get connected. So the importance of the Quran, the value of the Quran, may Allah make it that it comes in our heart. And together with that, with the etiquette, how much more etiquette we have, the adab, even the least adab are very, very valuable that we have, which alhamdulillah every Muslim has. We make wudu when we sit, when we read, etc. But how much more we can have the adab of the Quran Sharif, so much more we will get the benefits of the Quran Sharif. And also that at the end of our reading, especially at the end of the khatam, we will definitely be still negligent. We could never fulfill the rites. So to give some sadaqah, make tawbah, istighfar also, give some sadaqah. Then ulama have written and explained beautiful the rights of the Quran Sharif. When the Quran Sharif has got so much value for us, there are certain rights of the Quran Sharif that have to be fulfilled. All in detail, perhaps it's beyond our capacity. The Quran is such a kitab, who can ever fulfill? But whatever little bit from what we have learned and what ulama have explained, we will try and explain a few of the etiquette, a few of the rights of the Quran Sharif. The first and foremost right of the Quran Sharif is Iman bil Quran. That our full Iman, full Yaqeen must be on the Quran Sharif, which means various aspects. One is that it is a kitab from Allah Ta'ala. There is no doubt in it that it is the kitab, and alhamdulillah, the Quran Sharif which we are reading today is the kitab which Allah had revealed to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah with stress says, we are the ones who will protect this Quran Sharif. So the Quran Sharif is a protected kitab. Some time ago in Chipata in Zambia, a certain chief of a certain tribe who had about 200 villages under him, he accepted Islam. And of the people, the Asian people in the town of Chipata, when they came to the year of death, they were surprised. They didn't know of any like Tabligh Jamaat that visited him, any ulama that visited him, that and they wanted to know what made him accept Islam. So they paid him a visit and they asked him. He said that he's an academic person, professional, and he just likes reading a lot. He reads a lot of books. So he came across the Quran Sharif also. And as he reads every kitab book that he gets, he started reading the Quran Sharif also, translation of it. When he started read a little bit, he was very impressed that it's a different, complete different book from all other books. The style of writing, the subject matter, everything, the arguments that are presented, the connection between the ayat and all that, he was amazed. So then the natural thing he said was that I turned or closed the book to see the cover, who the author is. So I found no name of any author. Then usually on the side, the author's name will be there. No name of any author there also. And then when I looked at the first pages, usually there is all the details written. When was this book written? How many copies were published? how many editions have been published, all the details, who the author is, no author there also. Then I sat and thought, and then when I saw the subject matter, I realized that this is from the creator of mankind. It is his kitab. So this, the Quran Sharif, and from here also we understand the mas'ala, that if a person is born in such a place, lives in such a place, that he had no contact with anyone, he couldn't come in any way to be informed by no way that what the true religion is. But yet Allah Ta'ala is such that the basic concept of Allah, the existence of Allah, and the Tawheed of Allah are such that he will be also questioned about that. Because Allah has made that manifest not only outside a person, but within a person also. As we are sitting here, if we have to think, just any person, even if we are people who are not Muslims, if they also have to think, who made us? They have to come to the conclusion that there is a supreme being that has made us. Not our parents, that also everyone has to cancel that. Neither are we the creators. We are the cause, outward sabab and cause of our children. But we are not the makers of our children. We can't even, a person reaches, is an expert and in any field, cardiologist, optometrist, but even they can't make a heart, they can't control the heart, their own heart they can't control, their own eyes they can't control. So there is no question about that. It is, a person has to come to this conclusion with just a little bit pressure on the mind and thinking that there is one supreme being, he is one alone. He is the one that has done everything. And if a person thinks, wherever he might be, you might be in your lounge, you might be in your bedroom, you are a housewife, or you might be in the kitchen. And if a person is, for example, in a masjid, wherever we are, and we just think little bit, we will have to see Allah Ta'ala. Really, with the eyes of the heart, there is no two ways but that we see Allah Ta'ala. For example, if we are in the kitchen, a housewife, she sees the stove. The stove, there are so many things in the stove. The steel which is in there, the gas that comes, or the electricity that comes, the knobs which are usually perhaps plastic or something, all different things, the handles on the oven, etc. From who made all this? Look at the fridge again. The fridge again, all the different things of it, and all the technology behind it again. You look at the microwave, again you think of that, the dishwasher, the washing machine, whatever there can be, everything. You look at the crockery, the knives, the spoons, the drawer, the cupboards. Who made all this? And whose system is it? And who put it all together that it could come into my kitchen like this? And everything is functioning properly. We have one problem. Dishwasher is not working. The stove is not working. It's a big story then. We have to see to so many things. But who is it? Can it be some industrialist? Can it be a government? Nobody can do all this. That one being that controls all this in the whole world. You have to come to the conclusion it's that one being. So this person, when he studied the Quran Sharif, and he had no contact with any Muslims or anyone, but it dawned on him that this is the book and the kitab of that great being. Similarly also, a Canadian doctor who wrote about the formation of a child in the womb of the mother. And that also, no matter how much any person writes, how Allah has created, يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. That Allah Ta'ala, that how Allah creates this child, takes it from step to step and makes it, all the different parts of the organs of the body, etc. So he wrote how much medical science and their technology, medical technology they have, all the formation. And at the end of the book, he appealed to any person in the world who can give more information on this, but not from the medical point of view. He says that we have excelled. and we have got all that knowledge, but from any other source, if there is somebody. So a doctor of Malaysia wrote to him all the references of the Quran Sharif, and how many places in the Quran Sharif, and really according to the sublime and beautiful style of the Quran, which is very, very comprehensive. That is, in a little bit, a lot is said. So in that, the few of ayats, different places, full detail Allah has given how the child is formed in the human body. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ many ayats of the Quran Allah has explained. When this doctor wrote these ayat to this Canadian doctor, he accepted Islam also. And what he said, that was the point that I wanted to make, that he said that for information, the Quran Sharif, and this ayat of the Quran Sharif, it can be from nobody else but the maker, the creator of this child. And 1400 years ago, when this kitab was revealed, when there were no universities, there was no word like gynecology, there were no x-ray machines and saunas and ultrasound and nothing of all these things. And to explain it so perfectly and in so much detail, it can be nobody else's work but the creator of this child. And so that is the Quran Sharif which Allah. So to have this iman and yaqeen on this, it is far superior than any scientific books, whether it is in medicine, whether it is in engineering, whether it is in any field whatsoever. What the Quran Sharif has described and what the Quran, so our iman must be on this, that this is, and then on the natural appreciation that what the kitab Allah has given us, then the next natural action and amal to give our lives for this Quran Sharif. For us also, for our children, their ta'aleem and their education must be also Quran Sharif. And Allah give us all tawfiq that we finish our lives in the Quran Sharif. How beautifully Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, when writing Ma'ariful Quran, he had a heart attack. And for a while, he couldn't do his tafsir. He was recovering all the treatment, etc. And when he started again, then he said these beautiful words, that our object is not to complete the tafsir. Our object is to complete our lives in Quran. Not that we finish the Quran, but we finish our lives in the Quran Sharif. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So that no matter how much knowledge we have, but still to devote ourselves to Quran, still to learn, and this till the very last moments of our lives. And this also, our Kabir and our Slav, what a legacy they have left for us. For example, Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, what a man of knowledge. As when he reached his old age and he was ill, and it was like now, people expect that he will be passing away any time, his condition had become such. And he lived a little bit out of the town of Deoband. So at the odd hours of the early morning, people saw a light burning. So they saw something must have happened. Why? There's not a time for the light to be on. So the people rushed there, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, other great his students and great ulama themselves also, that Hazrat must have perhaps passed away. When they went there, they found Hazrat crouching over a kitab. He was still studying. That was a lantern. So Hazrat say, at this age of yours, at this time when you are going to put your step, you're going to be stepping into the Akhirah, and you are still studying, and what knowledge is there which you haven't got? Of course, knowledge is limitless, but he was a great, great Allama, known as a walking library, the Uloom and the knowledge, so much so that at that time or some other time he said, that when I don't want, I just read, I don't have the intention of remembering, that remains in my mind for 15 years. And when I read something to remember, for 30 to 45 years, as though it is in front of me, like that I have such a mind. And we cannot imagine this, what the brains Allah Ta'ala had given the ulama, ulama of Islam, Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah, and the famous stories where people came and narrated hadith after hadith, and they made one change in the, not in the hadith itself, but in the ruwat, in the narrators of the hadith. And Imam Bukhari, for everyone, said, ma sami'at, la adri, I don't know this hadith. They say, you are known as such a great muhaddith and you don't know. And then after how many, 10 of them, each one mentioned 10 ahadith, and they all changed, then the rawi, somewhere they made some little change. Anas ibn Malik, Malik ibn Anas, they put. Something like that. And when at the end, he mentioned all what they read, and he said, you made this mistake here, and the correct version of it is this. And right through. So what brains, Allah, what memory. And this also comes again, if we look after this Ramadan for ourselves, for our children, as we read in this etiquette kitab now. Children also, if the mothers give them the right food in the right way, etc., then we can expect this. But we put them in front of TVs, mother is engaged in all other things while the child is within her, and then we expect these results. It's one friend of ours, he kept his children's names all on the names of our great Buzurgani Deen. One time we were sitting and one of the children came and he was dressed in a complete different way. So I said, you kept the names, we are informal, very free with one another, on the names of our Kabir and Aslab, so that they become like that. But with this dressing, you can't expect those results. Hey, if you want that result, you'll have to have them on the tariqah of our Kabir and our Aslab. And for that, for us to read and to refresh ourselves, is Abiti of Hadrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, of how he was brought up by his father, the training he was given, etc. So that is very, very important. So when that is there, you can expect such minds. So Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, and then he said at that time, he said that, they told him, which masala is there which you don't know? And if there was something you wanted to make tahqeeq, we have not died still, we are living, we are your khadims. You could just tell us, check this masala for me. But then what did he say? That was the point that I wanted to make. That this is also a rogue, a bimari. That seeking of knowledge, he termed it, that it is also a sickness. Like all my other sicknesses I've got, to seek more knowledge. And this is encouraged in the hadith also, where in a lengthy hadith at the end, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that and the Muslims, a mu'min's heart does not get filled with khair. Yeah, ulama have given different interpretations of khair, generally accepted of knowledge. That a mu'min's heart, he doesn't get satisfied, he doesn't get satiated as far as knowledge is concerned. He wants more and more and more. Otherwise, it is also referred to as khair. Just generally, any good, a mu'min always wants to do more good. Wherever he can, he wants to do more good. So this is how the condition was. Imam Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali. So this is that Quran Sharif, that Allah give us tawfiq, that we try and learn it more and more all the time. Also, one student who studied by Maulana Abrarul Haqsab of Hardoi Rahmatullah Ali, when Hazrat visited the country, Hazrat asked him to read Quran Sharif again. And then Hazrat told him that how you read that time, now the reading is not the same. It's gone rusted. So even we know, any ustad also of tajweed and qiraat, if there isn't all the time the mashq, etc., Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif comes, that a camel, if it is not tied, it will run away. So like that, the hibs of the Quran, and so much so, Allah protect us all. There are those people who forgot Nazara reading of Quran Sharif also. If we go in different directions, no connection with Deen, etc., a stage comes where we forget our Nazara also. Otherwise, hibs, unfortunately, Hazrat Shaykh laments and writes that how many people, the parents, with the love of Deen, they made their children hafiz the Quran. But then they went in different directions. They forgot the Quran Sharif also completely. So it is. So a person must keep himself. Allah give us all tawfiq to keep. And this is the month that we, whatever amount we were doing, we try and increase on that also. And we try and resolve also that we have to make our firm connection with Quran Sharif, and not only for the rest of the year, but for the rest of our lives. For that, our du'as also, we should see one very important point also. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that du'as, when on completion of Quran Sharif, du'as are accepted. He said this does not only refer to when you have completed the whole Quran, but every day, every time you have completed your recitation, du'as are accepted at that time also. For example, we got a ma'amul, Fajr time I read for 1 hour, half an hour, 11 o'clock I read so much, after Asr I read, whatever our ma'amul, every time at least make some du'as. Du'as are readily accepted. And usually a person who is connected to deen like this, people ask him also for du'as. So all those who ask at that time, make du'as for those people also. Somebody for some illness, somebody for some other problem, somebody for something else, for the ummah at large, we should always make du'a. And the sunnah du'as, Allahumma anis wahshati fi qabri, what a beautiful du'a. And the other du'as also which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, so Allah give us tawfiq to make our connection with, and have this yaqeen that this is that superior kitab, which nothing can forget, surpass, that's out of the question. All the ulum of the world cannot come to Alif Lam Mim, or at the starting of the Quran Sharif. All the ulum of the world cannot match there. And that kitab Allah has given us. Allah has given us the month of Ramadan. Connection between Ramadan and the Quran Sharif. So our full yaqeen. And everything is based on the yaqeen. If we have yaqeen on this kitab, we will have time to read it. We will devote ourselves. We will make our children give their lives. So many people, the child couldn't become hafiz. The father says he's got no other work in his life. Whole life he must try. He must keep on trying. There is nothing else for him to do. Quran is our object of life. So like that, Quran Sharif we make it. And we try and attach ourselves. So this yaqeen on the Quran, Allah Ta'ala gives us. Then this yaqeen, there is much more also. Yaqeen that it is from Allah. Yaqeen that there is absolutely no doubt in the Quran Sharif. Any aspect of the Quran Sharif, there is absolutely no doubt. And just as a reminder, that famous one professor, atheist, who told his class that the Quran Sharif has got a mistake according to his thinking. And whoever finds a mistake in the Quran, it is proof he is a mistake. Not that he has got a mistake in it, he is a mistake himself. He's an embodiment of mistake if he thinks he finds mistakes in the Quran. So he said the Quran Sharif says, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ. Allah Ta'ala has not made for any rajul, any man, two hearts in his inside. And every letter of the Quran is the kalam of Allah. And it will prove 100% till the day of forever. That you can't, no matter what the world turns around, but the Quran, where it is the perfect kitab. So he said, why did the Quran Sharif say, Rajul, when even a woman doesn't have two hearts in her inside? And Allah did not say here also, the two hearts in the bosom. But Jofi, in the inside. So, one student stood up and he said, sir, that when a woman is expecting, and she has a baby in her womb now, and the child is formed, then she has got two hearts. So the Quran excluded her, because a man cannot have a baby within him. So a man cannot have two hearts. Though the meaning of this ayat is, there is much more detail, but even the literal part, just the outward words of the Quran also are so perfect, and there is no wavering of it also. So this is the Quran Sharif. Our yaqeen be that we have that full yaqeen on this Quran Sharif. And just Maulana explained to me, when Sir Sayyid, the founder of Aligarh University, inshallah we'll end up on this, When he established Aligarh University, he wanted the support of the ulama. Always the people, for their purposes, they use the names of the ulama and the ulama, but it isn't for what the ulama stand for and what they teach. Otherwise, their lives are there. You can see what their lives are. You follow. But an excuse that the ulama are not guiding us. Their lives are our guidance. So anyway, they wanted the support of the ulama. And so they sent some people to Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, that he get him also to support Aligarh Muslim University and this concept, and let make the people follow it also, and the people, Muslims, must pay attention to this education, etc. So a person came and he said that Muslims are like suffering, they are backwards also, and in order to make them successful and in order to, for them to solve their problems, we have established a university where Muslims can become Muslim doctors, Muslim engineers, and we are backwards also. Other people are gone forward in life, we are backwards. So if we also get this education of becoming a doctor, engineer, accountant, all these type of things, then we can also be in the forefront, and we can also be successful. So therefore, I've come to you, if you also support this, then Muslims can be successful also in this dunya also. They can like sort of live it up, they can have their success, and they can be also enlightened, etc. So what the answer Maulana gave, he says, I have been taught, and I'm teaching, and it's my conviction that our success is in Quran and Hadith. If we want success, it is in Quran. This is something completely new, you telling me, that success is in becoming a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant, etc. And for Muslims, for all their needs to be satisfied, that also, the Quran Sharif is there. The Quran Sharif will see to all our needs. If we appreciate what the Quran Sharif is. Now you telling me our needs will be satisfied with all these other things. So this doesn't make sense to me. But for more explanation, go to Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali and explain to him and tell him. He'll explain to you indeed. My conviction is, my experience is that our success is in Quran Sharif. Our success is in Deen. Quran, Hadith, we learn, teach. That is where our success is. He went to Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, and Maulana Qasim Nanotwi, what uloom and what a brain Allah Ta'ala had given him also. So when he went there, he said the same thing again. So Maulana explained to him, he told him, see, there are people who are very sincere, but they don't have proper understanding, intelligence. They are very sincere, but their intelligence, their understanding, they fall short in there. Other people have a lot of intelligence and understanding, but they're not sincere. So you have two types of people. So some people are sincere. They want the success of the Muslims, the goodness of the Muslims. They are sincere, but they don't have the proper understanding. They are looking at it in the wrong place. And in the wrong place, you can never find it. You'll have to find it in the right place. And other people, they have the proper understanding, but they're not sincere. So though they know what is the right thing, but because they want worldly gain, worldly fame, they will go in a different direction also. Then one beautiful example Maulana gave, he says, if you have a tree that gives bitter fruit, the tree, the fruit of it is bitter. Now you are sincere, you planted it, you want sweet fruit, but no matter how much sugar you put in the roots there, or how much honey you put there, you're not going to get sweet fruit. Your niyat is good. You want to give good fruits to the Muslims. But the method you are using is the wrong one. Your understanding is wrong. So you are thinking that our success will be in dunya things. We have this of dunya, that of dunya, and then we will become successful. But your amal is wrong. Your niyat is correct, your amal is wrong. Your amal also has to be correct, and your niyat also has to be correct. And further, just to end off, that the ummah, we have seen that as long as the ummah were had Quran and they held on to the Quran, they ruled the world. Throughout the world, they ruled the world. Historically, it is a fact. Everywhere, whether it was in Spain, whether it was in Baghdad and in Iraq or anywhere else in the world, when Muslims heard the Quran and they gave preference, that yaqeen on the Quran, and they gave, devoted their lives to the Quran, they ruled super. Everything, all the needs of dunya were fulfilled. They had the respect and honor. They ruled over nations and everything. But when we looked for our success in other things, and we felt that becoming sciences, having science and mathematics and all these things will give us our success, that is where the Muslims fell down. Even in Spain and even in Iraq, everywhere, the Muslims reached the lowest ebb when we let go of the Quran Sharif. So Allah makes this barakat of this month of Ramadan, that this Quran, our yaqeen comes properly on this Quran, and in full detail we and our attitude, our actions, our priorities all come in order. Allah give us all, we speak of it so that it comes into us. We are very far from it, very far from it, but at least by speaking, hopefully making du'as, attaching ourselves with Quran, it will come into us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, can complete our amal, our ma'amulat, and make du'a inshallah.